Okay, it's time to get this game officially started. Now, where, oh, where could you be? So many options. And since I know you are listening, to help pass the time, I'm going to reminisce about some of our most amazing times together. Let's see if they still make you just as hard as they make me wet. God, have we had the most unbelievable, sinful, libidinous love affair, what? Full of passion and playing off each other's most wicked desires. It gives me the chills when I think about it. Fuck. Maybe you were hiding where we first met? At that little cafe on Poppy Street. I remember it clear as day. I was at the counter getting my coffee, and you were seated at a little table to the right, just eye-fucking me, not trying to suppress your attraction to me in the least. Arising in me feelings of complete discomfort, yet extreme fucking attraction. I thought, fuck, that man is hot. What I wouldn't do to get in his pants and see what's underneath. You didn't take your eyes off me once, making the feeling that much more intense. It was like I was hypnotized. I couldn't look away from you, no matter how hard I wanted to. I made my way to your table. You stood up without saying a word, took my coffee out of my hand, and placed it on the table. Then you grabbed me by the waist and pulled me in as tight as you could to your body and pressed your lips against mine in a deep, passionate kiss. I couldn't even react. It felt so good. I could feel your hard cock through your pants pressing into my hips. You were so rock hard. I wondered how long you had been watching me. My body started to feel flush and tingled all over. The chemistry between us was undeniable. All I wanted to do was tear my clothes off for you and start fucking right there on the cafe floor. But you had other plans. After making all the blood in my body rush to my cunt, creating a swollen, wet, pulsating effect, you let go of my waist and were out the door before I even knew what happened. Fuck, it was so hot. That was the first time you up and disappeared, leaving me in dire straits with sexual tension. I didn't know what to do with myself. God, why is your effect on me so fucking potent? Every time I think, I can be the dominant one. I'll be the one in charge this time, just see. I'm going to show him who's boss and have my way with him. Oh, and some of the things I do to you in my head, well, let's just say they'd make the devil blush. Fuck, baby. Why do you have to mesmerize me so? You make me go from a professional seductress to a virgin giddy schoolgirl, more than happy to just go along with whatever you say. Damn it. Looks like you aren't hiding here after all. One tantalizing walk down memory lane, and so many more to go. Oh, I know. I bet you're hiding over there in the field by the old farmhouse. The one where we went for a little drive to enjoy a summer evening rainstorm. Remember? I was wearing your favorite yellow sundress. You loved it because it was tight enough to see my womanly curves, yet still young and flirty enough to say, I love to play. God, that was such a fucking hot night. My pussy starts to fill with blood and throb just going back there. How about you? Is your cock thick and hard, dying to come out and play? As we drove along, I was finally brazen enough to slide my hand down your pants, feeling your fucking hard erection. Holy hell. As I rubbed your cock, you made sure to look me in the eyes and give me that. There you go. That's right. Good girl, look. It was unnatural the way your eyes would stare into mine so intensely, and I knew exactly what you were thinking. You are no longer watching the road. We can't turn from just taking each other in. You pull the car over abruptly and park on a dirt road. We start kissing wildly. Nothing else exists right now. I start undoing your pants, not having the control or patience to wait to have your thick cock inside me. When I want something, I want it now, and I fucking unleash. I climb over to your driver's seat and straddle you, trying to make it work in such a tiny space. But I can't handle the heat. Who cares if it's raining? I open the door and slide out onto my knees. You turn to face me, and I can't take it any longer. I wrap my mouth around the tip of your cock and ever so slowly start to slide my mouth down with my tongue pressed up against the underside of your cock, never breaking eye contact. As soon as I get to the bottom of your shaft, I slightly gag, and you get even harder because that is just a reminder of how huge your fuck rod is. I then slowly slide my mouth back up to the tip, this time teasing you with my tongue as it flicks side to side until I reach the top and your dick pops out of my mouth. I wanted to keep going, just watching you with intense pleasure for me blowing you. But fuck, you couldn't take it. You lift me up with your strong fucking arms, pick me up straight off the ground. I wrap my arms around your neck and legs around your waist, squeezing you tight with my thighs. I throw my head back as you kiss me ever so sensually, yet with a hunger that should frighten me. The rain just makes it even hotter. We are both soaking wet, but who gives a fuck when you are in as much ecstasy as we are? You kiss my neck as you walk over to the trunk of the car. God, you sit me down, push me back up against the car window, reached up under my dress and yanked my tiny panties down, then pulled my knees apart so that you could tongue fuck me like it was your goddamn profession. God, you're so fucking amazing. I can't even handle it. I want to just yell out with all my might, this man is a fucking sex god. But I can't. Because you are my little secret. If everyone knew how you made a woman crumple to her knees with just your scent of manliness, I'd be in big trouble. Those poor girls, never to know the sex god that you are. Oh, fuck. I squeeze your head between my thighs as you slide your tongue up and down, in and out of my cunt, up to my clit, swirling, fucking teasing me. I try to push your head away because it just feels too damn good, and I don't want to come yet. But you are relentless. You can't stop drinking my love juices. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That is when you flip me and bend me over the trunk of the car and just start pounding me. You needed me just as badly as I needed you. The heat, the passion, the desire, the carnal sin of lust fucking that everyone warned you against. But how in the hell can something that feels so fucking good be so wrong? All these other people are stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. Because clearly they haven't experienced this sexual euphoria. Otherwise, they would be doing exactly what we are. God, I can't stop. I need to find you. Oh, baby, do you remember what happened next? I think this will get you a little closer to pushing you over the edge. Maybe you'll end up giving your hiding spot away due to the urge to ravage me. The rain was falling. Our clothes, or at least what was left of them, were drenched, hair dripping wet. You were just thrusting your cock into the perfect timing. Fast, fast, fast. And slow to slow it down so we would last a little longer. Slow. Oh, God. Nice and slow. Oh, God, fast, 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 fast. Oh, like a jackhammer, and you couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. We both fucking screamed in ecstasy and came at the same time. God, I'm so fucking... You blowing your load, me squirting, and the rain just falling, washing it all away. It was like we were just one with the universe. That doesn't happen when you're doing something wrong. So I knew We were doing something so right. Fuck. Oh shit. I see you. Holy fuck. I would recognize that bitch anywhere. I see you, but you can't see me. So I guess that means I have the upper hand now.